We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. We are so glad to be joined by the newest member of the 49ers Hall of Fame. He'll be inducted later this season. Bryant Young, the all-time sacks leader for the 49ers, also a Super Bowl champion in his rookie season with the Niners, played 14 years. BY, man, it is a pleasure to have you on these airways on 95.7 The Game. How are you doing in these tough times? And first of all, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. You know, I'm doing okay. I'm trying to keep my head above water, and certainly this is something that helps, and just a thrill and honor to be enshrined in the 49ers Hall of Fame. But so much is going on in today's age, and we're just trying to navigate through it.
No doubt about it. BY, we know you got into some coaching after your career, but just talking about coming out of Notre Dame and becoming a 49er, and obviously the Niners are going to honor you later this year by inducting you into their Hall of Fame. What was it like when you did get drafted by the 49ers, going to a star-studded team with Steve Young, Jerry Rice, knowing that it was Super Bowl or bust out here? What was that feeling like when you became a member of the 49ers way back in the early 90s?
You know what, for me, it was really a dream come true. You know, not having gone in the top 10 and always just thinking in the back of your mind that the teams may not be as good to start off, but, you know, I was one of the lucky ones to get drafted that high by a really good team, and the fit was good. You know, I came in and was counted on to do my job with just making sure that I was accountable and responsible to the guys that were counting on me and just played my role and tried to do it the best I could in my rookie year.
Brian, we were talking about you before this segment, and I was relaying to these guys that I actually think more of you as a guy than a football player. Like, I think you're a guy who's just got a ton of class, and I'm just wondering where that came from.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I am a guy first before I'm a football player, for sure. but, you know, the most important thing is character. You know, it's about respecting people, earning the respect from others, and being responsible, and treating other people the way you want to be treated. That, to me, is most important. And then, you know, when I do step on the field, it's about earning the respect of my opponent, my teammates. So all that plays into me as a football player. But first and foremost, the character of a person matters, and then how I play the game and represent the game, how I represent the 49ers, how I represent my family. That those have been really important to me.
But who taught you all that stuff? You know what I mean? Like,
well, my parents, they're the ones that were there the whole step of the way. You know, my mom and dad did a phenomenal job doing the best they could and trying to raise us to be outstanding, honoring, respectable young men. And so I give credit to my parents. And then, you know, a number of coaches and people, family members, friends that touched my life. When I talk about, you know, the people that influenced me, one, for sure, my parents, and then two, my village, and that's coaches, other players along the way, and people that have sharpened me spiritually, that have been instrumental in my development as a person. And so, you know, so that there's a number of people that have influenced me and helped me along the way. You know, you get it when you're in the home, but there's a lot to be learned as you continue to develop as a young man to be where you are today as you get older.
Great stuff, BY. I'm curious. We saw this Niner defense have a great season. They were led by the rookie Bosa, and they lost Buckner. Buckner's gone. They got Kinlaw. And I thought of you because now a lot of these teams have tape of Bosa, and he lost a major player in Buckner. How does one that plays Bosa's position and your position get better in the offseason? How do you add to your repertoire?
Well, I think you got to look at and chalk it up as, you know, that season, as good as it was, you got to put it behind you. You definitely can learn from it, but you can't dwell on that and not do anything to build on it going into your next year. And so you have to consider what were the things that I was not as good at. And so you attack those things and you make it one of your strong points. So I talked about it before with someone just, you know, nowadays it's people are training different. They're collaborating with other defensive players, like-minded people, same position. And it's good to work out with a group of guys, pick their brains, figure it out, and what works. And just different techniques, you know, I think how you train just in strength conditioning-wise has changed a lot, too. So athletes over the course of the offseason, there's a slew of things that you can do to get better. But for sure, look at the tape, see where you're weak, make those your strong points, and let's go and attack it and get better.
Newest member of the Edward J. DeBartolo Senior 49ers Hall of Fame, Bryant Young, here on 95.7 The Game. Played with the Niners for 14 seasons, a Super Bowl champion, and a four-time Pro Bowler, as well as a 49ers all-time sack leader. BY, I was just telling the fellas before the break, you were so quiet and you went about your business in such a professional way. I had no idea you were the all-time sack leader. I would have guessed Charles Haley. It's not a knock on you because I know how good you were. But, man, it just goes to show like how you went out and did your job without showboating or whatnot, and you're the total teammate, the ultimate teammate, BY. I was kind of shocked by that number there.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know what? It doesn't take a lot of hoopla and fanfare. I'll tell you what, I wasn't the first guy in line to stand in to do the media and talk to the media. I would represent and do my and take care of my responsibility in that regard, but you know, I was a behind the scenes guy. I didn't do a lot of shouting. I was just, you know, in terms of my just being out there and being a reliable player, that was important to me. But never underestimate the ones that are the quietest. Those are the ones that you can rely on. I'll say that.
No doubt. BY, I got to ask you, because in 98 on Monday Night Football, and I'll never forget watching this game when you broke your leg on Monday Night Football against the New York Giants. And I thought personally, I was like, man, you know, after seeing William Floyd, your former teammate, you know, have a similar type of injury, and he was never quite able to get back to the form he was playing at. You did come back that next season after having a metal rod inserted into your broken leg. You ended up playing about 9 more seasons. What drove you to get back from that injury as quick as you did? It kind of just proved the doubters. You ended up winning NFL Comeback Player of the Year the next season. And I was just fascinated. A lot of people were just fascinated on how you got back to being back at that Pro Bowl level, BY. How did you do it? What were you thinking about when you suffered that injury? And it just kind of take us through that whole process.
Well, one, it's a little different when you talk about injuries to a soft tissue area and then also a broken bone. It's almost easier to come back from a broken bone than it is soft tissue. But at the same time, I did come back with hardware. That was a hurdle that I had to overcome. But you know what? It was my love for the game. It was the support of the fans, my teammates, and then also just, you know, my grit and wanting to get back and be out there. I still had a love for it. And I had to fight to get back and get on and plan for him to get where I had left before the injury, and that was important to me. So I was still a young player, I was still growing, and so there was a lot left in me. So I just wanted to give everything that I had to make a comeback. You know, there was a moment where I thought that maybe it wasn't possible. You know, but you know. Slowly but surely, you know, there were times there was a little glimmer of light, and it gave me hope, and I just kept pushing and going for it, and I wound up playing 9 years after that injury. So I really think, you know, just God wired me the way he did, and I really give a lot of credit to just my faith and, you know, God blessing me to sustain me through those moments.
Well, that's great stuff. BY, we always hear the word culture when we talk about NFL and how sacred a locker room environment is. And right now we saw the Niners, Deebo Samuel, he's hurt. He's going to be out. We don't know when he's coming back. But I do know Antonio Brown is free. I'm wondering the BY that played with the Niners and what you stood for, are you into second chances? Because what would you need to accept a guy like that in your locker room if you knew he could perform? Would you be for giving a guy like that a second chance?
Well, you know, I am for second chances. However, okay, you have to weigh what are you giving a second chance? Is it behavior issues? Is it other things that happen off the field that doesn't pertain to damage in a locker room or fracturing the team? So you have to weigh what's the best fit for your team. You know, it's almost like a catch 22. It's like, man, he's a really, really good player. And he could be of service, but how is it worth possibly bringing some type of friction to the locker room? So you got to be careful how you move forward. Again, I have a lot of respect for him as a player, and you'd like to hope that he's moved past that and is able to resume and have a second chance. So we'll see what happens. I'm not sure. But I know those guys that are in the leadership role and that makes those decisions, they'll do what's best for the team.
All right, BY, so we'll put Brian ahead, Young Stein. Down for a no on Antonio.
Hey, don't
believe them when they tell you.
No doubt.
Is that Maya Angelou? When somebody tells you who they are, believe them?
Yeah, believe in what they're telling you, man.
Yeah.
No doubt. BY, before we get you out of here, just real quick, what's next for you? I know you got into coaching. You dabbled in coaching. I saw a quote where you basically said, you know what, I'm open to working with the 49ers organization. Are you into weight training? Are you going to do that? Because I know I read a story about you having the team put 200-pound dumbbells in the weight room.
What's this? Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm sorry. And the rest. I don't know if I want to be a weight coach, you know, but, you know, I certainly have experienced this through my, you know, work in that area and training for so many years. But, you know, I'm open to trying anything and exploring different possibilities. You know, I don't want to be just stuck in one area. I want to expand and challenge myself to maybe touch something a little different. So we'll see what happens.
Brian Young, congratulations on becoming the newest member of the 49ers.
Thank you.
Hall of Fame, all-time sacks, sack leader in 49ers history. BY, this was a lot of fun, man. Take care. We'll do this again soon.
Hey, absolutely. You guys take care. It's always fun to be on your show. You got great chemistry, and you keep it flowing, man. Love it.
Hey, BY, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. You just gassed us up. Yeah, we're going to be on cloud nine for about 3 weeks getting that compliment from you, BY.
Man, you need to get patted on the back. You guys need to know how great of a job you're doing, because people right. need to hear lively voices, especially
awesome.
During these times. And you guys give light. You bring a different perspective, and it's good to kind of take your mind off of things. But keep going, man. You guys got good flow and good chemistry. I love it.
Appreciate that, BY. Thanks, that means man. A lot to us, man. That really does. Take care, man. And congratulations again on becoming a member of the 49ers Hall of Fame. Brian Young, one of the good guys out there. Yep, thank you so much, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.